Anyone who works with volunteers knows just how valuable they are. But now a study has formalised that and given them a value. That value is $200 billion a year. That's more of an economic contribution than mining, manufacturing, and retail. I spoke to Dr. Liesl O'Dwyer from the University of Adelaide about her remarkable findings.
Now, Liesl, you've just released some new research about the value of volunteers. Can you tell me a bit about the findings?
Well, using a conservative method of estimating the true value of volunteering, we've come up with the figure of $200 billion, which is a lot of money in comparison with other values of production or government expenditure. So we're talking about a lot more money than the contribution of industries such as mining or agriculture or government spending on health or education.
Okay, and how did you go about assigning a monetary value on the work of volunteers?
Yes, that's the $64 question. Now, there's a standard methodology that was developed by Dr. Duncan Ironmonger at the University of Melbourne, which assigns the average hourly wage rate to the number of hours given by volunteers. That data is collected by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. So basically it's just multiplying the number of hours by an hourly wage value. So that gives us $100 billion. But the thing with volunteering is that there are actually 9 possible beneficiaries of somebody's time. So we wanted to account for all the other beneficiaries, basically the flow-on effects of volunteering. So the other possible 9 beneficiaries are things like the volunteer themselves. They can get satisfaction and a sense of well-being from giving their time and helping people. But governments also benefit, employers benefit because a volunteer may gain extra skills and social networks from their volunteering work, which could be applied to their paid work. Paid staff in volunteer organisations benefit from having volunteers. Society, community, and of course the client or the person who actually is helped, such as somebody receiving a hot meal from a Meals on Wheels volunteer. So if we assume that only 4 of those possible 9 entities benefit, and assuming that they all benefit to the same extent, and using a very conservative value of a quarter of the average hourly wage rate, then we come up with a value of another $100 billion. So in addition to the value of the time, we come up with $200 billion in total.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, I know it sounds quite complicated. We have tracked the value and the volume of volunteering over time, and it has increased over the last decade or so. So we're now looking at around a volunteering rate of 30%, but it does vary according to the age group.
Wow, okay. And how do you think assigning this monetary value will benefit the volunteers or their employers or even the community?
The main benefit of putting a dollar value on volunteering is to recognise how important volunteering is, because it usually goes unseen and unappreciated. And because our society is really obsessed with value and dollars and economics, it makes sense to people to put values on things like this so that it becomes visible. But of course there are also ethical issues. You know, for example, if a volunteer firefighter saves somebody's life, you know, they might have spent an hour doing that, but it's not worth $25 an hour. The value of someone's life being saved to their parents or wife or husband, you know, is, you know, it could be millions, and in fact you can't even really put a value on it. So the fact that we're just putting, you know, a subjective small value on these things isn't really realistic, but it just gives us something to go on.